Gracious God, even though the scripture might be coming to us in a slightly different form today, it is still your word, and it still accomplishes its purposes. And so we still come faithfully this time, asking that you would open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, open the way that we live. That as your word lands in our hearts, it would lead towards transformation in us. So be our good shepherd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So our theme of VBS this year was following the shepherd from the garden to the garden. So that image of from the Garden of Eden, God has been providing for us, he's been defending us, and he's been guiding us. And then all the way through, and we are headed to the new shepherd, the new garden, the new heavens and earth. So Jesus is our good shepherd, and we are his sheep. That's what the children learned, and that's what I hope that as adults, we don't ever grow out of thinking or grow up and think that we are no longer his sheep. He is our good shepherd, and we are his sheep. He knows each of us by name. That's something that we looked at this week. And then we can learn to hear his voice. In John 10, it says that the sheep, they won't follow anybody else if they learn the shepherd's voice. And so my heart and my prayer for these children is that through reading God's word, they will learn to know his voice, and they will follow him and him alone. So we use Psalm 23. Most of them memorized all of Psalm 23 this week, so that is amazing. If you see a little one after church, maybe ask them if they can guide you through that and say it to you. I'm sure that they'd be honored to share that with you. These eight are actually going to help me do something with Psalm 23. We also looked at Old and New Testaments, where we looked at three main attributes of the shepherd. We looked that he is our provider and our provision, that he is our defender, and that he is our guide or our leader. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. But first, we're going to recite Psalm 23 before you. When I'm using the ESV version, they have, and they're going to help share some other translations and some commentary. So the stories that they learned, you can plug those right into Psalm 23. So they're going to teach you some of the truths that we learned with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He is my provider. I have all that I need. I lack nothing.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He says, I am forgiven.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
He is my guide.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me.
He is with me. He promises to never leave me or forsake me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
He is my defender.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil.
He has chosen me. He calls me by name. I am his.
My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all
So day one was a lot about the shepherd and the sheep. And so we're going to move through the days of the week and have them share a little bit about where they saw that attribute of God in Psalm 23, and then to share the New Testament reading that goes with it. So our first student, Hannah, where did you hear about the Lord as your provider in Psalm 23?
Green grass and stone water.
That's right. And what are some ways that the shepherd, what are some ways that the shepherd has provided for you?
Love for one another.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
intimate. And so we want the children to know that, that God cares for them individually. And that when you read the Bible, these aren't just stories, but it's God's love story to you individually. And he's speaking directly to you. So that is what this practice invites us into. So, I want you to get comfortable. Go ahead, like Timothy said, take a deep breath and get comfortable. And I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to tell you a story about a herd of sheep and their shepherd. And with your eyes closed, I want you to pretend that you are one of the sheep. Use your imagination. Picture a sheep and look down. Your eyes closed, look down and see your hooves. Oh, and your fur. It's fluffy and white. You're a sheep. I am a sheep, and I see lots of other sheep around me. There are tons of them, and I hear them. I smell hay. I see lots of green grass. Oh, yummy. I see flowers, and I see hills. Oh, and I see a butterfly, or maybe it's a lizard, and so I follow it. It's going, well, it's floating from flower to flower, and so I follow. It goes under the fence, and I see that the gate is open, so I race around so that I can keep up with it. It's now, it's scurrying across the ground, and the grass turns to pine needles. There are pine needles all over the ground, and the little lizard is climbing over it and over branches and tree stumps. And there's a little creek, and I keep following. I want to see where the little guy is going. He goes over and under and around tree branches, and so I follow. And now, he scurries up a tree. I can't go up the tree. I'm a sheep. I can't climb. I guess I'll just return to the pen. But I look around and I don't see anything familiar. There's no green grass. I don't hear any other sheep. I get real quiet to listen, to see if I can hear them. But I hear noises that I don't know. I hear a hoot and rustling of leaves, and I'm alone, and my shepherd he's nowhere near. There could be scary things in these, where am I? Woods. Oh no, I'm going to be in trouble. I've wandered off again. Oh no, I'm in trouble. I am all alone, and I don't know how to get out. I wonder if anyone's looking for me. I wonder if they've stopped eating that yummy green grass to even notice that I'm gone. Oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. Wait. What was that? I just heard something. That was my name. Someone just said my name. Did they really? Or am I imagining things? No, it's louder. It's my shepherd, and he's calling my name. I hear him. I hear him coming through the trees, and I see his face, and he's not angry. He's happy. And now I'm in his arms, and I'm swinging, and I'm swinging, and I'm swinging around. Oh, it feels great, but oh, it's kind of scary. I've been swung in circles. But now he holds me close, and we're walking out of the woods, and I can hear his voice. trees begin to open and I can see the green grass again. Oh, and now I can see the other sheep and they're all staring right at the shepherd. Are they annoyed with me? Are they disappointed? I lock eyes with some of them and they're happy. They are happy that I've been found. They are happy that I am home. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, it's been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. So this is a time that we're going to stop using words and we're going to use some pictures to give you a glimpse of what the last week. This song is also our offering, so you can remain seated, but we do invite the ushers to come forward for our gifts, tithes, and offerings.
Water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter. one more time.
Amen.
What a phenomenal week it has been for our children and our youth and our adult volunteers. And I got just a little taste of that on Friday from Step Back to see the results of this week of worship and study and joyful singing. Oh, friends, my heart is full. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Please pray with me. Gracious and most merciful God. Father, as we gather this morning in this beautiful sanctuary, as Pastor Timothy said, decorate it just a little bit different than normal. We lift up our voices in praise and honor to you, Lord. We thank you for the week that we've had at VBS. For the memories that have been made by our children, by the things that they've learned and the ways that they've connected more with you, Lord. So we give you thanks for this week and what it has meant to all of our congregation. Lord, as we gather this morning, we know that there's just so many things going on in the world. There's some really, really good things happening, Father, but there are some really scary things happening, too. Help us, Lord, to have the faith and the confidence to know and realize that no matter whether we're in the highest mountaintop or the deepest, darkest valley, we're there. Father, we pray for our country, for our leaders, for all of those who serve so selflessly. We pray for your church. And Father, this morning as we come together, we come and we dedicate two prayer points. One for any heart, and one for God. And Lord, we just pray that as this coming week when we deliver those folks, as they see them and put them on, that they realize that the love that goes into those folks. Each and every night, Lord, a prayer lifted up for their health, for their strength, for their courage, for their well-being. Father, we thank you for this beautiful church, for your people gathered here. Lord, we pray your blessing on our youth camp and trip that starts tomorrow. Be with our young people as they go and experience camp. Father, we thank you for your Son, our Savior. May all we say, may all we do in our words, deeds, and actions bring honor and praise and glory to him. Now, Father, we pray the prayer that you taught us to pray as we say together, our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now is the time in our service where we all stand in, as a church, affirm what we believe. Church, what do we believe in?